It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Air regulators are warning residents about unhealthy air in northwest Colorado as western wildfires sent up heavy smoke overnight. A stretch of state highway was closed Sunday between Loma and Rangeley as crews worked to contain the Oil Springs fire. And fires are causing trouble elsewhere in the state. Near Eagle, campers and others near Sylvan Lake State Park were evacuated Sunday as high winds pushed a wildfire through part of the White River National Forest. That fire reached 180 acres yesterday and grew overnight. In southwest Colorado, the Trail Canyon fire grew Sunday after being started by lightning. It's burning on Ute Mountain Ute tribal land. Smoke from that fire can be seen around Durango and Cortez. People filing for unemployment will no longer need a smartphone to verify their identity to the state. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports that should help address one barrier for those without access to technology who've been stuck waiting to receive benefits.
Unemployed Coloradans can now use a computer to verify their identity through the state's third-party software, ID.me. They still need a webcam, though. People said they were blocked from getting any money because of the stricter verification rules, but the state said they were necessary to prevent fraud. Colorado's unemployment agency says there's also been a significant decrease in wait times for those who need help from an actual agent. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State officials have closed a residential treatment center for troubled children after repeat violations. Ridgeview Youth Services Center, east of Denver, has had complaints about runaways, drug smuggling, and the inappropriate use of restraints. Colorado's Department of Human Services wants the facility shut down by the end of June. The Colorado Sun reports residents were moved to other foster care placements last week. The University of Colorado Board of Regents has approved some tuition changes to fill ever-growing budget gaps. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Regents approved raising tuition for students in certain majors like natural sciences by about $3,500. That's tuition more than $14,000 a year. The bump would start in the fall of 2022. Current students have a four-year tuition guarantee, so it wouldn't affect them. Regents also increased resident tuition and mandatory fees by $500 each year for 3 years starting in 2022. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News.